This is the closing market report. It is a Thursday afternoon. Normally, Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois, joins us to take a look at the world of agricultural commodities. On the phone line in his stead today, John Bondurant of Bondurant Futures in Memphis, Tennessee. Good afternoon to you, John, and thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
How are you today, Todd?
Important happenings in Washington, D.C., with John Corzine in front of the Ag Committee talking about MF Global and its demise. I'll remind listeners that they can listen to that live from the Congressional audio feed, and they can visit our website at willag.org to pick it up if they'd like. John, I'm doing very well here, and I've been watching this marketplace maybe base building. I'm not quite certain what to think of the corn market at this point. Maybe you've got some better ideas for me.
Well, I guess the corn market is probably going to be more in tune to what happens on the stocks and all positions report in January and the size, ultimate size of the crop. There are a lot of us that simply don't believe the stocks and all positions report in September, which showed that the animal feeding for the crop year was down 9.4%, and yet the animals slaughtered was up 1.8%, which never made any sense. In other words, they're somehow mystically learned to gain weight without eating grains. I think it's possible that they end up having to raise last year's feed consumption 200 million, this year's 300 million, and all of a sudden you've got 500 million off the carryover. So it's an explosive time, depending on what your belief is in that stocks report. The SEC, USDA, been very poor on their crop reports in the last few years. I think the quality of work has clearly gone down.
Which number did they miss to begin with? Was it total yield, total production for not this year but for last year?
Well, last year's fourth quarter was a disaster, and it was sharply lower than where it should have been. And so they said, well, that means that feed usage was way down. They cut feed usage 200 million that year and 200 million for this year based on the very low high stock numbers and very low feed consumption, which makes no sense. I mean, you just can't have almost 2% more production and almost 10% less feed usage. It doesn't add up. So I would hope that in February, it'll reverse itself, and we'll find some sort of fantastic feed usage.
So the grain stock's coming up in January. That tells me you're not particularly worried about tomorrow morning's report at all, then.
Well, I don't think there's much to that other than foreign crops are getting bigger. There's no question about that. The Brazilian crop's bigger than corn. The Argentine crop's bigger than corn. The Australian wheat crop's a couple of million tons higher than the USDA. The European corn crop is higher. The Russian crops are all higher, so we've got a ton of competition around the world, and I presume it's high prices and technology transfer equal better yields. You know, we had some terrifically high prices, and farmers could make an awful lot of money. I think they spent more money on fertilizer, and they had greater technological. I've always feared the technology transfer to East Europe, and I think that's a real deal, and it's not going away.
Do you have any confidence that the United States Department of Agriculture will change the grain stocks and take those bushels back out and drop the ending number to 500 carry out for 500 million?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they had to feed something, and eventually it's not in my way, it's the way of thinking possible that you can have 2% more production on 10% less feeding. It just doesn't make sense. So I would think, I would hope that it was another mistake and they'll rectify it as we go forward into the year. The only other explanation is they underestimated last year's crop a great deal, and I find that a little remote because the basis in the Corn Belt in your area and my area is some of the highest I've ever seen. If the basis is that high, that says the stocks simply aren't there. So that would be my explanation of why they're going to have to change the numbers.
Are you sure enough that you'd be satisfied with the bushels you've already sold and to wait it out for the rest of them?
Oh, I've been 100% sold personally.
Okay, so,
yeah,
so,
if,
so if,
anything,
if you weren't, that is.
If I weren't, I think I would wait and see what the January 12th report is. I doubt that tomorrow's report's going to do anything. And there's some other things going on in livestock. Broiler chick sets have gone from being 9% down to 4%. The broiler industry is going broke, and now they're making a little money. We're seeing record high hog weights. Again, the consumers of corn and animal sector are making money. So all that dynamic is changing. The ethanol industry has had record usage this last week. So cheap corn prices and cheap grain prices are helping the livestock industry go forward. So I think we've got possibility of things changing. If my radical thoughts on the stocks and all positions report were to be correct, we could have a monster rally in corn.
So you said cheap. You think $5.90 December corn is cheap?
In relation to the size of the carryover, yes.
All right. What do you think about the bean market? If you think corn is poised to move higher, are you in the same boat for soybeans?
No.
Okay.
Corn and soybean usage is horrible. Here we're sitting here with the government saying we're going to be down $176 million on exports, and as we speak today, we're down $417 million on sales, and we just keep getting worse, and South America has had good weather. Also, the domestic crush is running at a rate probably 25 to 40 million under the current USDA number, so I would think that the bean carryover ultimately is going to be raised 50 to 75 million bushels, which is not favorable to price, but we've come down a long way. Now, if we have a really explosive setup in corn, then that will stop the beans from going down because it will be an acreage transfer deal. We'll have less bean acres produced, so acreage production equals less acreage yield production, et cetera. We'll have a smaller crop, and the market should rally some, but I'm not terribly optimistic about it, frankly.
John, thank you so much for taking the time with us. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, great talking to you, Todd.
John Bondurant is with Bondurant Futures. He is in Memphis, Tennessee, joins us here on the Closing Market Report.